Now, let's come to the next section, which is the Church of God. And this becomes very important because almost every church says it is the church. Most people believe a church is a building because the building in which they meet is called the church. Or it's a cathedral. The church is not the building. The church in the New Testament comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means the assembly of the called out ones. So it is an assembly. The Church of God is not restricted to a building or an organization. The Church of God is identified by those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Let's begin by going to Revelation 14. They have the faith of Jesus Christ and keep his commandments. So if you are looking for a true church of God, you have to look for one which keeps the commandments of God, including the Sabbath and the holy days, and believes in all the words of God, the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And you can start eliminating churches very quickly. First of all, you line up the Ten Commandments. And then you ask the question, are they keeping the Ten Commandments? Now, we'll do that here in just a minute. And you will see how many churches you can eliminate very quickly. And I know that when I was being called of God, that's how I did it. Now, here, Revelation 14 and verse 12, it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. So you have to find them. So if you're keeping the commandments of God, let's go back to Exodus 20 for a minute, where the Ten Commandments were given, and let's see how easily you can eliminate the vast majority of churches which are frauds in the first place and are not from God, and a good many of them, in fact, most of them, are not from God, but are of this world, meaning they are of Satan the devil. Now, that's going to make some people very angry. See? But you can be angry all you want at God, it isn't going to hurt God. You can be angry at what I say, but if I say the truth and you're angry at the truth, well, then you need to reexamine your priorities. Maybe you're really not seeking God. Maybe you're seeking a religion. Maybe you're seeking a home, as they call a lot of churches, right? They call it a home, a church home. Go to the church on your corner. That's what you're told. Well, if it doesn't have the Spirit of God, doesn't keep the commandments of God, you might as well go down and join the local bowling club because it won't do you much more good than bowling. Matter of fact, it might do you more harm because you go there and all you will hear are a bunch of lies preached. And if you want to go to a church where they don't teach the truth of God, all the truth of God, you're going to go to a building filled with people after their own things, and they're not worshiping, serving God, though they think they are. All right, let's begin. Verse 1, Exodus 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. So if they're not worshiping the true God of the Bible, God the Father and Jesus Christ, the two are one. And as we saw with the Holy Spirit is not a Trinity. So that's how you can already identify a true church of God. If they believe in a Trinity, it's not of God. Number one. They're not worshiping the true God. It's not a church of God. Number two. Number three. Here's the next one. The second commandment. You shall not make unto you any graven image of anything, the likeness of anything. Now, what does that mean? What is anything? Now, you stop and think. Anything is what? Anything, right? Now notice it says, you shall not make. So number one, it shouldn't be there in the first place, should it? If you go to a church with the pictures of Jesus, that's not the church of God. If you go to a church that has a cross or steeple, it is not a church of God. As a matter of fact, you need to get the book, The Two Babylons, by Alexander Hislop, and read where the cross came from, and read what it represents. It will absolutely dumbfound you, and for you to understand that you walked into that church feeling good, walking under that cross or viewing that cross up in the front of the so-called sanctuary of the church or the chapel or the cathedral that you went to. Now, if you go to a church that has graven images, you know that's not of God. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, that's in the earth beneath, that is in the water under the earth. And you shall not bow yourself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. So if you have idolatry, you hate God. You can go down, bow down before the statue of the Virgin Mary all you want and tell God how much you love him, but he doesn't hear your prayer at all because you hate him, because he says don't bow down, let alone make. And you walk into any Catholic or Orthodox cathedral and you have idols everywhere. That is not a church of God at all, because they are transgressing the commandments of God. And the Catholics, by the way, take the second commandment and remove it from their shortened version of the commandments, yet in their Dalway version of the Bible, they leave it in. So if you don't believe me, go check it out. So you have all these idols, all these statues, all these crucifixes, all those candles, all the beads, all the holy water. That is not of God. You need to understand that. So if you truly want God, you're going to have to make some decisions. If you truly want to find the church of God, you're going to have to start searching. And you're going to have to start eliminating all those churches which are breaking the commandments of God. Now let's continue. Verse 6, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now, if you would just make a note and turn to John 14:15, that's exactly what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. So this is New Testament doctrine right here in the Ten Commandments. If you go to a church and the church says, you don't have to keep the commandments of God, no, they are liars. They're not of God. They may use the name of God. They may take the name of God. They may read from the Scriptures, but they are not from God. Remember that Satan also quotes Scripture. Remember that Satan also appears as an angel of light. Remember that his ministers appear as as ministers of righteousness. But they are not. Now here's the third commandment. Verse 7, Exodus 20. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Anyone who says the Lord says and the Lord has not said is taking the name of God in vain. This is not just referring to swearing and cursing. This has to do in the worship of God, where a man would dare to stand up in a pulpit and say he's from God and say that God did not mean that we should keep his commandments, that God says that Christ came to do away with the law. Christ came to do away with the commandments. Christ showed that this was only for the Jews. If you've heard that in the church you've gone to, you've been lied to. But you see, too many people are not willing to admit that they've been lied to. Are you willing to admit that you've been lied to? Are you willing to admit that you followed men? Are you willing to admit that the church that you went to was wrong, did not teach the commandments of God, and did not have the faith of God? That every Sunday when they got up there and used the name of the Lord, they took his name in vain? Well, that's something. You need to think on that. Now, the fourth commandment. remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, we've covered that very thoroughly, and we have a whole series on the Holy Sabbath, which you can write for, explaining why Sunday is not the Sabbath. Sunday never was the Sabbath. It's the first day of the week. It was never the seventh day of the week. The calendar's out of Europe to the contrary. And you will find that what has happened is that men have devised Sunday, and it was actually the Emperor Constantine who gave the edict of keeping Sunday. You need to realize that. Someone who was not even converted, someone who was not even to God, converted to God, never knew God, never read the Scriptures, stood up and gave the edict that everybody ought to keep Sunday. Now, if you don't believe that, go ask your minister in the Sunday keeping church. Ask him why he doesn't keep the Sabbath. And then you come back and you write in for our tapes on, we'll have a series of five or six tapes on the Holy Sabbath of God. God says, remember the Sabbath, and the first thing men want to do is forget it. Reject it. Throw it away. Destroy it. So any church that does not keep the seventh-day Sabbath is not of God. And then when you come down to those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath, then you have to ask the question, do they keep all the commandments of God? Because there are Seventh-day Adventists. And Seventh-day Adventists are just Saturday-keeping Protestants. That's all they are. Now, they won't admit that because they're so hung up on the Sabbath that they haven't gone beyond to the rest of the commandments of God. And they believe in the Trinity. And they believe in swearing allegiance to the so-called Christian flag with a cross on it. That is idolatry. So you see, now you begin to understand why the way of truth, only few are going to find it. Because there are not going to be very many who are willing to take the Ten Commandments like we're doing here in this study to find out where the Church of God is and find out if they believe in keeping the commandments of God. See? Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Of the Lord your God. Now I want you to notice that little word of. That denotes ownership. God owns the Sabbath. It's not of the Jews. It is of God, who is God of both Jews and Gentiles. You need to get the series on the Sabbath. You shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that's within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, and he didn't bless any other day. God never blessed Sunday. The Pope cannot bless Sunday and make it holy because he is not God. And he has no authority under which to do so from the Word of God. Now you need to understand that. You need to get away from following men. If you want to find the true Church of God, you need to really sit down and start going through the commandments of God and the Bible of God and understand where the Church of God is. Now, just to say here, we'll read it next time. We'll get into it on the next tape. The Church of God is the spiritual body of Christ. It is the gathering together of the called out ones who have been baptized, have the Spirit of God, who keep the commandments of God, who have the faith of Jesus Christ, who keep the Sabbath of God, who have no idols, no statues. They don't take the name of God in vain. They believe in all the commandments of God, and follow them and live by them as a way of life as shown by Jesus Christ. Now we'll continue on the next tape.
This tape has been brought to you by the Christian Biblical Church of God website at www.cbcg.org. And thank you for listening.